welcome to the last Good Librations podcast for season one. I'm Carla.
And I'm Lauren.
Thanks so much for celebrating libraries, books and literature in all its form with us during this past year.
I know, we're so incredibly grateful for the support of the council, of library management and of all of you listening. And I've enjoyed every second of talking to you, my friend.
So very much me too, my friend. Chatting to you about books has been the highlight of my year and I'm excited to do it all again next year.
Absolutely. Our episode will be a little shorter today with some interviews and bloopers and a bit of a yearly wrap up. So let's dive straight in. Shelf Absorbed is a segment for us to quickly discuss what we've been reading, and I wanted to talk about Oversea Under Stone, which is the first book in the Dark is Rising sequence by Susan Cooper.
Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those classic adventure novels I can't believe I've never read, and there's just nothing not to love about this delightful romp through the British countryside where Simon and Jane and Barney discover themselves accidentally on a quest to find King Arthur's Grail. And it's just peppered with interesting characters and an ever-present sense of, like, proper danger and menace. And I can just tell this is the beginning of a wonderful series. It's a classic for a reason, you know?
Yep, definitely. It's definitely one on my list to read.
Yeah.
I've been listening to, on BorrowBox, and you know we love our BorrowBox, 100 Remarkable Feats of Xander Mays by Clayton Zane Comer, who is a Kiama local.
Yes.
Which is just a really lovely book. It's so empathic and kind, and Clay has this wonderful ability to see people.
Yeah.
Which makes the book, even though it's about characters that I can't relate to practically, very validating emotionally. So the book was also recently nominated for the Prime Minister's Award for YA, and though it didn't win, the nomination was very well deserved.
Very well deserved.
It's a beautiful book.
Yeah, I've read that one, and it was really lovely. Yeah. Yep. For Shelf Important, we're going to share with you some brief interviews with our wonderful colleagues at Kiama and Gerringong Libraries. So you'll hear the voices of as many of our library family as we can wrangle.
Force.
Yeah, that's right. Discussing their roles and their passions and their favourite literature in sort of little soundbite forms. But we will start.
So my name is Carla.
What?
If you don't know already, I'm the Outreach Library Officer for Kiama Library, and I've worked in libraries for around 16 years. What? It went very quickly.
Yeah.
I love libraries. They're a place of social inclusion and creativity and fun, and because they're free spaces that demand nothing of anyone, and because they're usually staffed with really passionate people who love their jobs, which is always amazing to be around.
Agreed.
Regardless of your industry. And I touched on this in the previous episode. We both touched on this in the previous episode about why we love libraries so much. But I love them because this is sort of where the stories are.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, this is where the stories
hang out.
Where
the stories are.
You know, all the imagination and creativity and curiosity of humanity housed in one spot, and we have access to all of it for free.
Yeah.
That libraries exist in this ardently capitalist age blows my mind consistently.
Mm.
And it's utterly testament to the work and fight undertaken by people who love them. I love my job because it is amazing. I get to do so many different things, which sort of appeals to my neurospiciness. And actually,
I like that term too.
And actually, I realized the other day that the Venn diagram of stuff I do at work and stuff I generally just love doing is just a circle.
Mm.
So art, craft, solving problems, helping people, writing, engaging with stories and books, research, event planning, performance, the list goes on and on. There is always a new thing to be excited and inspired about, and as I'm sure you can attest.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite book is... And this is a really hard
question.
It's
so hard. It really is hard.
I always come back to Jane Eyre, I suppose, because it's just brilliantly, beautifully written, and it's about a woman. And
yeah.
It's written about a woman in a markedly different way than most books at the time were being written about
women.
Yeah,
sure.
And it's really probably one of the first feminist novels. And I came to it fairly late, but I remember just being blown away by it. And it it has probably one of the greatest literary quotes of all time, which is, "I am no bird and no net ensnares me." And I love that so much. It's so powerful.
Sure.
The book I've most recommended to patrons is Cold Mountain, probably.
Mm.
As we have discussed many times, it is essentially just the Odyssey. Which is always a romp. Always a romp. However traumatic.
That's right.
But Charles Fraser is just a beautiful writer, and he has the ability to really situate you in a scene, in a place, in a time. He writes a zeitgeist very well, a feel of a place very well. And I remember just finishing the book and just sobbing, which, like, it's the mark of a really great book, right?
It is. It's horrific, or a movie. But yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Or a movie. Yep. How hard you sob at the end of it.
Mm.
Beaches. I'm looking at you, beaches. the book I've always wanted to read. So many. So very many. Probably the one I come back to all the time is Anna Karenina.
You deliberately did that, didn't you?
Anna Karenina.
Yes.
So although I don't have the patience for Tolstoy.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, with those humongous classic tomes. Like, I can't do it. War and Peace. I can't do it.
It's so much. It's so much, Leo.
It's...
just, right?
Just stop writing.
There's a great bit that I can't remember where it came from, but I think it was probably Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec, where he was talking about the series John Adams. Do you remember that came out? John Adams?
Yes.
Yes. The second president of the United States or something.
That's right.
And he said, remember when you made me watch John Adams, that TV show that felt like a book?
That's so good.
And it cracks me up because I feel like every filmic version of Tolstoy is essentially just 7 hours long. So having sat through the devastation of Anna once at the cinema for a school excursion, maybe I don't need to read it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there are many others. Gosh, there's so many books I want to read.
So many. I'm Lauren, the Gerringong Library Branch Supervisor. I've worked in libraries, like formally, for 5.5 years. It feels like a lot longer.
Yeah.
It really does. I'm sure I've communicated very thoroughly exactly why I love libraries. To me, they are hallowed halls of wisdom and knowledge, a place apart, but at the same time, a place that is for all.
Yes.
Very they're, awesome. They're, well, yeah, like we both feel that way, don't we?
Yes.
They're a place that I can share my passion. I can connect with people. I can help the community. I love my job because I get to explore a variety of passions like podcasting,
mm-hmm.
creating fun and interesting community programming, building readers' advisory knowledge to assist our patrons, developing a wonderful collection of information that the community benefits from. And it's really nice to just get to know the community too. Like, I really love that side of libraries.
It's nice being, I've been at Kyoman now for 2 years, and it's really nice when people come in and I know them now and they know me and it's a nice
and they feel special when you know their name.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. My favourite book series is The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, because it's just everything I love about books. The language Tolkien uses that he creates is just beautiful and effervescent and ancient and new and visceral and soothing. Like, I can't say enough about it. This is just personal preference. I understand that it is a hard book to read.
It's a slog for me.
Definitely. And I fully get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, isn't it great that different things appeal to different people?
I love the movies. Let's put it that way.
The poetry he includes as part of the story is just absolutely stunning. The maps are glorious. The story is sweeping. The characters are wonderfully complex. The battles are blood-soaked and gritty. I could go on. It will always be my favourite.
It is very genius.
The book I've recommended to patrons most is either Illuminae by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff.
Which, honestly, I think can probably go down in history as the most commented upon book in any podcast of any time.
Right?
I think we talk about this book every single time.
It's just a madcap, explosive sci-fi adventure of the highest calibre.
So good.
And I've also recommended a lot The Flatshare by Beth O'Leary.
Oh, I want to read that one.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's a heartwarming romantic comedy delightfulness of the highest caliber.
Mm.
You should read it. It's on the shelf. I'm going to get it for you. Yeah, yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
The latter, I think they turned this one into a series recently
too.
Which
I've been watching the ads on Netflix.
Right.
Or something. one of the streaming services. They've all melded into one.
That's right. The book I've always wanted to read, probably something like Lord Foulsbane by Stephen Donaldson or The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss, just proper classic fantasy epics that I haven't got to yet but should have.
I have read The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss and its sequel, whose name escapes me.
Did you enjoy?
Look, I did, but also I'm conflicted.
Okay.
Because on one hand, it's kind of a compelling story, and I kind of like what he did with it. On the other hand, he's named his main character Kvothe. Right?
Which is awkward.
I was watching. It's so awkward because you want to say it out loud every time you read it to try and like
it's awkward
train
even,
your brain.
Well, it's awkward Kvothe, even to think that word.
Kvothe. And I was watching Modern Family the other day, and there's a character on there called Keith. It reminded me of it. Anyway, so that for me is a problem. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
And also because, I don't know, I get really annoyed at female characters in fantasies being read purely as props for the male.
Sure, right? And I do understand that.
Not just fantasy, in any environment.
Yes.
Like, please stop doing that.
Absolutely. I know what you mean.
Very much there is a bit of that going on in this. So that does get a bit wearying by the end.
Sure.
Well, but actually, it's a cool story.
Well, maybe I won't read it then.
Sorry. And then I've just talked you out of it.
I'll
talk you into something else later.
Okay, sounds great.
My name is Michelle, and I'm the manager of library services. I've worked in libraries for way longer than I care to think about. I've sort of worked out about 25 years, which is a bit frightening. Started off at the Wollongong University Library, a short amount of time at Shell Harbour, and now at Kiama. I love libraries because they're such welcoming places available for everyone, and I really love the idea of that, and that we can be a welcome, safe place for all community members. I love my job. I get really energised by all the library activities that we do. I get a real buzz out of being around things like story time and some really exciting local studies, activities and programs that we do, and also catching up with author events at the Friends. Yeah, I come out of those sort of programs feeling really energised and really happy to be doing a job that I love. Now, my favourite book, that's sort of like trying to decide who your favourite child is. It's not going to happen. I've loved so many books. I really enjoy reading readable non-fiction, so things like The Surgeon of Crawthorne. There was another great one I read, All the Tea in China, that's about the history of tea. So those type of things I really love reading. The book that I've recommended most recently is The Winter Dress by Lauren Chatter. Again, it's got that mix. It's a fiction book, but it's based on this amazing real life story where divers discover a 500 year old silk dress that's nearly complete, along with a Reticello needle lace collar, based on a true story but a work of fiction, and I'm just fascinated by it. I really, really enjoyed that one. The book I've wanted to read the most, it's really hard because I do find that I take time out to read whatever I like. Probably for me it would be getting through all the books I have on my shelf of my personal library. So I've got many, many books, and I'd really like to be able to have the time to read more of those.
Hello. My name's Elizabeth, and I'm the Children's Library Officer at Kiama Library. I have been working in libraries now for about 12 years. I particularly love public libraries because they are such inclusive community spaces where everyone's welcome. Anyone from any walk of life can walk through the doors and have access to all the services we provide, or if they want, just be in the space and find peace and respite from whatever is going on in their world. I particularly love my job because I'm very fortunate to be able to engage with children and families from our local community, including our youngest members, our little babies. We are very critical in fostering their relationship with the library. It can be a big part in a child's journey towards learning to read, so crucial for their ability to learn and engage in many other aspects of their life. My favourite book, found this very, very difficult, but I have cheated a little bit and gone with an author who has a number of books that I love, and that is Alison Lester. She's a very well-known Australian children's author. Her books are full of such an imaginative sense of freedom, curiosity and a love of nature. Her picture books mix imaginary worlds with everyday life and encourage children to believe in themselves and celebrate the differences that make them special. It's hard to pick a favourite out of all of her books, but I did read Sing Me the Summer at Storytime just the other day, and it so beautifully captured the transition from one season to another. A book I'd recommend to patrons, there are a number, but one I've read quite recently and really enjoyed was The Seven Skins of Esther Wilding by Holly Ringland. This book won't be for everyone, just as any book isn't for everyone, but I became totally immersed in this sweeping, deeply beautiful and profoundly moving novel about sisterly love, joy, grief, courage and transformation. If you do choose to read it, prepare yourself for a pretty emotional journey. So a book that I've always wanted to read, haven't managed to get there yet after a number of attempts, is Lord of the Rings. I have found this book fascinating, or the whole concept and story of it, but always struggled with the complexity of the plot and also the tricky names of the characters that I find it very difficult to remember as I go through. So you never know, there's still time. I might get there one day. Okay, thank you and goodbye.
Hi, I'm Catherine and I'm the IT librarian at Kiama Library, which means I look after the website and social media and the IT systems. I love libraries because they're full of books and they're full of people talking about books, but I also love them because they're havens, they're welcoming spaces, they're quiet and they're comfortable. They're free for anyone to visit as often as they like, for work or study, for entertainment, for interaction, or even just to escape the weather. They provide free access to information and technology, and they're great for your well-being. I love my job because I work with great people, and I feel like what we do helps to make the world a better place in a small way every day. As for my favourite book, well, that changes almost every week. I loved Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus, Horse by Geraldine Brooks, Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles, but there you go, I'm already up to three. I do have some favourites I like to recommend to people, but only if I think they'll like them. The trick is finding out what people are interested in and basing recommendations around that. There's really no one size fits all. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm the Gerringong Library Officer and I've worked in public libraries for about 4 years. So I love libraries because they're all so unique but familiar at the same time. Big fancy libraries with a billion books and a built-in film studio, down to teeny tiny libraries with a beanbag, three bookshelves, and a librarian who knows everybody by name. They each have their own personality, but they're all places where everyone's welcome to hang out, join in as many fun, awesome activities as you want, or just sit and read, safe in the knowledge that you will not have to speak to a single soul if you don't want to. I love my job because I get to do all that fun, awesome stuff that the library does. My days are always different and could include singing songs and reading books at story time, running workshops, social events, planning and prep for events, sharing stories and helping with tech problems, and lately, learning more about the minutiae of cataloguing for local history, which is way more satisfying than it really has any right to be. My favourite book is very hard to nail down. I tend to read a little bit of everything and skip from one thing to another. The book I've probably reread the most is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. I've read it as a paper book, an audiobook, an ebook, and for me, the BBC miniseries is my go-to TV series when I need something familiar and comforting. A lot of the recommendations I make at work are for children, so I don't know that I recommend any one book more often than others, just because children's interests and reading levels vary so much. But I do love finding just that one thing that captures the child's imagination and then sorting out a flurry of reservations as they try to consume the next 10 books in the series all at once. But I do love finding just that one thing that captures a child's imagination and then sorting out a flurry of reservations as they try to consume the next 10 books in a series all at once. Something that's been on my to-read list for a long time that I am finally getting around to is Ben Aronovich's Rivers of London series. I've had the first few books staring at me from my bookshelf literally for years, but now that I'm finally working my way through them, they're fantastic. Funny and clever and everything wonderful.
My name is Neve and I'm a casual librarian at Kiama and Gerringong Libraries, and I've worked in libraries for just a little over 2 years now. I love libraries because I think they're one of the few remaining public spaces where you can share a space with people from your community, where everybody's welcome, and where you can spend as long as you like just hanging out within opening hours, of course. I also love libraries for the services they provide, like preschool story time or senior sing-alongs, because I think those services help facilitate connections between people. And of course, I also love libraries for the books. I love my job because I get to talk about books with staff and customers and hear about people's favourites, which broadens out my own reading. And I also think I'm a bit of an idealist, so I kind of like the idea of a librarian being a custodian of stories and culture and knowledge. My favourite book is Philip Pullman's The Amber Spyglass, which is part of his Dark Materials trilogy. It's a young adult title, but I think it's a good read for adults too, if you like the fantasy genre. It's my favourite because it combines really weighty subject matter like religion and physics with a rollicking good tale. And just in case anyone's thinking about reading it but feels self-conscious about reading a young adult title when they're maybe not so young anymore, I was really pleased to see that The Amber Spyglass was listed as number 6 in The Guardian's 100 Best Books of the 21st Century. So there you go. I don't really have a book that I've recommended the most to patrons because I tend to make recommendations based on the books that people have enjoyed rather than my own personal preferences, because I think my personal preferences are pretty idiosyncratic. But I guess if someone came into the library and said, you know, what would you recommend out of all the books that you've read in the last 12 months? I would have to say at this point, Sally Rooney's Beautiful World, Where Are You? It's not for everybody, and I get that some people find Sally Rooney's writing a bit annoying, but I find her honesty and her humour and her intelligence bracing, and I love it that her characters are so unequivocally searching for meaning. The book that I've been meaning to read for the longest and still haven't got to is The Bone People by Kerry Hulme. So it's one of my oldest and closest friend's favourite novels of all time, and I remember her raving about it in our first year of uni when we first met, and I've been meaning to read it ever since, which is, yeah, a long time. So I've just reserved it for myself from Narrastack. Now is the time.
My name is Liz and I'm a casual library officer at Kiama Library. I'm a newbie to the world of libraries, well, to working in them. I've been using libraries for my whole life, but I've only started working in them in the last 6 months. I love libraries because they're places that provide equal access to information for all people, which I think is really important, and because they have amazing services and programs for the community, and also just because I love books. I love my job because I get to be around people who love books all day. I've found my tribe. I really enjoy having conversations with the staff and customers about the books we're reading or have read. And I also love that I get to help people do things that they need to do but would otherwise struggle with. Things like using computers or help finding certain information. I don't have a favourite book because it's like choosing a favourite child. I have my top five, though, although I've teetered and sometimes included whole authors as one of the five. So anything by Jane Austen. If I really had to pick my favourite book ever, I would probably choose Pride and Prejudice, but I love all of her books. I also like adaptations of her books and modern books set in Regency times, like the Bridgerton series, Mr. Malcolm's List, and A Lady's Guide to Fortune Hunting. So fun. I also like Anne of Green Gables, but also really just anything by Ellen Montgomery. I love The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society by Marianne Schaefer, Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, and North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell. The book I've recommended most would probably be The Kingdoms and Empires series by Jacqueline Moriarty. I have a background in education. I actually trained as a teacher librarian, and I love middle grade books, which this series falls into. The first book in the series is The Extremely Inconvenient Adventures of Bronte Meddlestone, and I recommend giving it a go. Bronte is a fabulous character. I also really like reading books about books, and my guilty pleasure, which I'm almost ashamed to admit, is celebrity biographies, but only if I like the celebrity to begin with. I don't think I have a book that I've always wanted to read, because if I want to read a book, I tend to search for it straight away and read it as soon as I can.
I just can't help myself, we wanted to share a selection of the numerous bloopers we have made recording this podcast. And when we say numerous, I mean so many. There are many varied bloopers, swears, and we're very sorry for all of the laughing. And side note, when we apologize to Griff, when we say sorry Griff, we're apologizing to my husband who does the technical editing for us.
We say it a few times an episode.
We say it a lot in an episode because, yeah, he, poor long-suffering
I know
person that he is, put his hand up to edit our podcast. And
you're the best, Griff.
We love you. We love you.
Rainbows alone have inspired much etiological myth-making as the bridge between worlds, like the Eddic Bifrost. I'll say that again. That just came out of my mouth weird.
The bridge Bifrost.
Rainbows. I'm going to just laughed over the top of me. Okay.
Ba, 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 ba.
Blah. I'm sorry. It's going badly.
It's fine. It's going. It's perfect. I'm currently listening to, actually I just finished it, The Dressmakers of Yarrandarra Prison by Meredith Jaffay, which so far, which actually was quite an enjoyable read.
Do you want to redo that last bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've just listened to?
And I just listened to The Dressmakers of Yarrandarra Prison by Meredith Jaffay, which so far out. Struggle town today. Struggle town population us.
Right.
Okay. I think if we take the example of Boudicca as an example.
I'm so sorry, Griff. This is the worst to edit.
I appreciate you and your time. Yeah, it really is. And if we take the history and story of Boudicca as an example, I think it becomes clear that how a legend is written is as much about what is left out as what is put in that crafts a narrative. And almost, most importantly, who is telling this? No, do it again. I think it becomes clear. And if we take the history and story of Boudicca as an example, I think it becomes clear that how a legend is written is as much about what is left out as what is put in that crafts a narrative. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, who is telling the story and why? For what aim?
Mm.
So very briefly, Boudicca was the widowed queen of the Iceni. What is it today?
If you accidentally upload this file, I will die. Like, lucky it was the last
You're
one.
You're fired. All right.
Read that next sentence. I don't know whether to say it or not, but I put it in.
Yeah, all right, you should say it.
It's really late. It's just what came out of my brain last night at like 11 o'clock.
You should totally say it. It's like an acknowledgement of like the phrasing exists.
Sure.
We do not have access to it.
No, that's what I mean, which is why I probably shouldn't say it. So just keep going. It's fine.
Don't stress about this. And yeah.
And I wonder as well if it's not.
Oh my gosh. For everyone listening to our bloopers episode,
we just dropped the microphone.
So badly. Just, it went head over tail to the floor. Okay.
I can't even remember what I was saying.
It's so true.
What was my point that I just made up in my mind? I can't even
remember. I'm so sorry.
So it's time for I Just Can't Help Myself, a segment for us.
It happened again. It happened again. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I'm just going to make sure it's still running.
Still recording.
That was my fault. Absolutely my fault. I was trying to rescue a coffee and I knocked over the microphone.
From my foot. It was a jewel f up. Sorry, Griff. That doesn't go in the Don't put that in the bloopers.
It could have been in the bloopers, Carla. Now it can't be in the bloopers, Carla. Unless we bleep it out. Okay, start that bit again.
We'll put an E for explicit.
We've had such a wonderful year. Thank you to everyone for your listening and for your loyalty. Gerringong Library and Museum has been open for a whole year now, and we've done so much in that short time with a Diagon Alley Market and NaNoWriMo workshops and a monster first birthday party for the library. And all through that year, we've been just nattering away to each other, learning so much and expressing so much. And we both feel so lucky to be able to do this. And I know for Carla too that you've done so much in terms of events and programming at Kiama Library this year.
Yes, absolutely agree. This has been an amazing year. It's been really nice to have people back in the library. Been really nice to be able to do programs and events again.
Which you have done so many of.
We've done so many amazing programs and events this year. We've had really innovative programs too, like Death Cafes.
Yeah, that's right.
And lots of makers and creators. We've done Tunisian embroidery and Tunisian crochet. Mm-hmm. Apologies to all of the embroidery people. And embroidery and clay and journaling. And we've done so much stuff. It's just been a wonderful year. And we just clocked over as well with the podcast. We just clocked over our 250th download, which we're very proud of.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
So thank you so much, everyone, for listening on, for sticking with us. Yes. For, supporting the library and supporting the podcast.
Yes, a few shout outs too. I think we saw on our stats that someone from Latvia had downloaded our podcast.
Absolutely.
Like,
I don't know who you are and if you did it on purpose, but we appreciate you.
That's right. A few more shout outs. My sister, who gave us our very first like actual proper feedback.
Bless.
Love that. Yeah. Rob, the
From ALIA?
Yeah, New South Wales director of ALIA. Thank you for listening. Rob, appreciate your feedback.
We love you. Appreciate you. We saw you recently at our first birthday party here at Gerringong. We love that you get out and about and support all the branches. So yes. Yeah, it was great to see you.
Thank you to everyone who has just been in the library and noticed our name tags and went, you're the people from the podcast.
Love that.
Which is always so kind.
If anybody would like a signature or a...
True.
More than happy to pose for photographs.
Yes.
So if you do have feedback, we love hearing your feedback. We would love to hear your suggestions for future podcasts.
Absolutely.
Well. What do you want to hear us talk about? What would you like to hear us research? What would you like to hear us discuss?
Yeah. Absolutely. Please and do. Follow Kiama Library on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for lots of info and lots of fun. And hopefully we'll catch you all for season two coming soon. Thanks for sticking with us.
See you next time.
Bye.